Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the night is warm and clear. Tel Aviv enjoys mild temperatures, perfect for a quiet evening stroll. In Jerusalem, the night sky is clear, offering a serene backdrop to the city's historic skyline. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports from earlier today that the IDF has eliminated a terrorist involved in the October 7th attack on Kibbutz Nirim. Five others, including a child, were killed in Gaza strikes. Also, according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier this hour, former President Trump suggests Israel may withdraw troops from southern Lebanon under a U.S.-mediated deal, despite official statements to the contrary. Also this hour, the IDF arrested a Hezbollah Radwan Force terrorist in southern Lebanon. The Jerusalem Post says this unit specializes in cross-border operations. Separately, JNS reports that former President Trump declared the ceasefire with Iran over following U.S. military action in Iran. And finally, JTA shares that Rahm Emanuel's critique of Israel was met with applause in Tel Aviv. The former White House chief of staff emphasized the importance of honesty among allies. Here's what people are saying online. Amishai Stein, a Middle East correspondent, reported just minutes ago about explosions heard in Bandar Abbas, Iran. Middle East 24, a regional news outlet, also noted initial reports of explosions in southern Iran. Raylan Givens, commenting on Trump's recent actions, reacted with surprise and a questioning tone. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, the IDF claims the terrorist they eliminated led a cell that posed an immediate threat. This comes amid ongoing military operations in Gaza, where Israel has acknowledged holding a Gazan's body for potential hostage negotiations. The situation underscores the continued tension and complexity in the region. Turning to the Jerusalem Post's coverage of Trump's comments, the former president suggests a potential U.S. brokered withdrawal of Israeli troops from southern Lebanon. This contradicts Prime Minister Netanyahu's stance, who insists troops will remain as long as Hezbollah poses a threat. The contrasting narratives highlight the diplomatic challenges facing the U.S. and Israel. Meanwhile, JNS details the arrest of a Hezbollah operative by the IDF in southern Lebanon. This individual belongs to the Radwan Force, known for its expertise in cross-border infiltration. This arrest reflects ongoing efforts to curb Hezbollah's influence and operations along the border, aiming to enhance regional security. In related news, JNS reports Trump's declaration of the end of the ceasefire with Iran. This follows U.S. military actions against Iranian sites. The statement could further escalate tensions in the region, impacting diplomatic relations and stability. Finally, turning to JTA's report, Rahm Emanuel's speech in Tel Aviv emphasized the importance of truth among allies, drawing applause. His remarks suggest a call for open dialogue and introspection in U.S.-Israel relations, resonating with many in the audience. In financial news, first, Kitek reports that Fatal, a major Israeli hotel group, has entered the New York market. They're acquiring the Blakely Hotel in Manhattan and plan a significant renovation. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights Nvidia as the top company to work for in Israel for the third consecutive year, according to a survey. Israel Aerospace Industries also made significant gains in the rankings. And finally, from Globes, Iran's Revolutionary Guard has asserted control over the Strait of Hormuz, impacting international shipping and potentially influencing global oil prices. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.